What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another FAFO file. Gentlemen, I'm going to have a little bit of fun with this. No, scratch that. I'm going to have a lot of fun with this one. Now, Joker recently put out a video where he covered an article from the Daily Mail. Now, of course, I got that article as well. Now, when I read a little bit of this article, we're going to go into actual facts that are going to utterly smash this article and the writer behind it, like feminists claim they want to smash the patriarchy. Now, this article was published on the 28th of November, debunking the myth of the male hunter. Prehistoric women were better at hunting than men. Study claims. Now, when you look at the article, when you look at the title, they made sure to capitalize better. However, in the same title, there's one word that completely torpedoes the whole argument. What word is that, gentlemen? That's right, claim. Now, if they said study finds, they would have had to present irrefutable evidence. Now, I can say, or should I say, I can claim that I'm the emperor of China. But guess what? Unless there's irrefutable facts to back it up, it's nothing more than hot air being blown. If you envision a prehistoric hunter, a vision of a cave man might spring to mind. No, it will spring to mind. But a new study claims that these cavemen paled in comparison to their female counterparts. Gentlemen, we all know that the Daily Mail is nothing more than one of these shock sites. And the shit that they publish, granted, some of the articles I have used in the past. Why? Because they're so out there that people are really like, wow, they really printed this? Yeah. But hey, their time will come. Just like Jezebel, just like the bee. Eventually, they're going to go under. While women have long been seen as child rearers and gatherers, and men as hunters, research from the University of Notre Dame has debunked this theory. No, it has not debunked this theory, as you will read further down. Their study found that not only did prehistoric women engage in the practice of hunting, but their female anatomy and biology would have made them intrinsically better suited for it. Ah, yes. Here we are. Another feel-good article to get more dumbass women engaged in the gender war. Quote unquote, rather viewing it as a way of erasing or rewriting history, our studies are trying to correct the history that erased women from it, said Dr. Kara Okoboke, lead author of the study. Now, gentlemen, when you look this woman up, she is exactly what you would envision. A fat, tatted up feminist. Oh yeah, another fact that completely torpedoes the whole quote-unquote study. She already let you know, yes, they're trying to rewrite history. The findings show that the female body is better suited for endurance activity, which would have been critical in early hunting. Actually, no. No. There's actually a phrase called run something into the ground. The earliest of early hunters actually did that to prey. They ran them down. You don't hear about early cave women doing anything like that. But once again, we're going to completely try to shatter biology. Yeah, no. The main reason for this biological advantage are hormones. No, no. There's only one hormone. Ladies, you possess small quantities of it. However, we men have the hormone of the gods, as TFM would say. That is testosterone. Why? Because testosterone gives us men the supreme advantage. Why? Because it triggers our aggression, our fight or flight response to the environment. And guess what? When we do decide to fight, yeah, look the fuck out. As those four female officers found out when they tried to apprehend one lone shoplifter. But we're going to get into that later. In this case, oestrogen and adiponectin, I'm pretty sure I butchered that, but oh well, which are typically present in higher quantities in female bodies than male. No. Any little thing that these women can try to say that makes them better than men, they're going to grasp at. I mean, this article is stretchier than Stretch Armstrong. Talk about a major reach. Professor Okabok said, quote unquote, since fat contains more calories than carbs do, it is a longer, slower burn, which means that the same sustained energy can keep you going longer and delay fatigue. Oestrogen is really the unsung hero of life, in my mind. Yeah, this is all her trying to rewrite history and put women on top. It is so important for cardiovascular and metabolic health, brain development, and injury recovery. Okay, that's about all that I can stand from this absolutely trash article. However, gentlemen, I want you to go into the comment section. Those men in there were letting loose. And of course, you had the provocateur commenters. The ones who are doing everything they can to say, oh, men were going to be triggered. Men just can't handle the fact that women are better than them. Yeah, you have those commenters too. But yeah, overall, the men were having a blast in the comments section. Now, how was that a FAFO file? How was this article a FAFO file? Well, what do you see in the thumbnail? That's right, an island. Now, we get to go into the sheer facts that have been borne out to show you that no, women are not better than men when it comes to surviving in the wild. Enter The Island with Bear Grylls, Season 2, Episode 2. That's right. TV has shown it. Now, let's do a little history on the Island series. Primarily, Bear Grylls wanted to see if modern men could survive if put back into the wild. Why? Because in his humble opinion, and even though it is now a crystal clear fact, masculinity has definitely declined in men as long as modern technology was there to somewhat give men a cushion. As we all know the phrase, hard times, you know the rest. So his experiment was, if we could take regular average men and put them back into the wild, how would they fare? Would they adapt? Which, yes, men adapted. Why? Because once the hierarchy was set, the leader was found, men decided, okay, we're going to do these roles. We're going to get things done. However, the feminist media was like, no, that is all sexist. Women can do it too. Even though Bear Grylls made sure to be crystal clear in his explanation, they finally caved. So, okay, cool. So what happened? Oh, yeah. The women were out there. We don't need men. We can do everything better than men. No. That experiment was an absolute catastrophe. Funny. Every time you've had a series, Survivor, you know, The Island, where they pit men against women, what did the women eventually do? That's right. They submitted to the men. Of course, they had to do manipulation, which is their number one survival tool, but it was manipulation and all that. However, I find it hilarious that the same women who proudly boasted, we don't need men, we can do it better, when they were abandoned on that island. How long did it take for reality to set in? Oh, that's right, within the first 5 minutes, without men around, reality started kicking their ass. Remember, there was a pig that they could have, you know, slaughtered, but oh, we don't want to do that. Their own water supply got contaminated. Yeah. Remember, if not for the men that they proclaimed that they didn't need, those women would have died on that island. And this was modern times. Yeah. Now, I want to go back into my own history before I retired from the Navy. There was a radical feminist who I crossed paths with. This woman was so far gone in the head that she literally told me face to face that I, as an American black man, had more rights than her as a white lesbian feminist. Let me say that one more again for the nosebleeds. This woman literally said that I, as a black man in America, have more rights and freedoms than her as a white lesbian feminist woman. Gentlemen, it was at that point that I realized trying to have a logical conversation with a feminist is literally the equivalent of trying to give CPR to a corpse. Utterly pointless. But, of course, whenever I do come across feminists in the wild, I ask them, hey, if there's so much man hate and you guys really don't like men like that, why haven't you ever built your own society? Now, of course, I know that is an extremely rhetorical question. But I've never got an answer from any feminist that I've asked that question to. And gentlemen, we all know why women will not build their own society. And it comes in the form of one simple thing. That's right, the barbarian. Yeah, women know, they know, if they ever were to try to actually go outside of civilized society and try to build their own society, the barbarians would come in, kick in their gates, and have their way with them, i.e. war brides, grape slaves. That's just the ultimate reality. We've all said this. Feminism can only exist in a first world or a civil society. However, the island, that was my catchphrase in play. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Once women are thrown to the wild, they will perish without men. They would. So this goes right back to what we've always said, gentlemen. Men want women. Women need men. Period. Point blank. And if women want to say that they don't need men, I give even further evidence in the form of the simp. Yeah. Now, there was a woman on the whatever podcast, and she actually said something that was very truthful. She said, yes, if men were not simps and paying for our OnlyFans, we wouldn't do it. Basically, what she said is, yes, without the simp, a lot of us would not survive, especially financially. The white knight, even though white knightery is on a steep, steep decline. But yeah, when it comes to the American black woman, guess what? Oh, black men are protecting us, i.e. black men are not white knighting for us. Yeah. The white knight is definitely in decline. More and more men have realized being a white knight is a pointless endeavor, which once again, that's going to further expose the American woman to the reality of the world. So yeah, I find it hilarious. Women still want to proclaim that they don't need men in public, but as I know, as a lot of you know, women have no problems submitting and making back alley deals behind closed doors. It is all one big hilarious shit test that men unfortunately have failed. Hey, what more can be said? Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article fully. Definitely explore the comments section. Let me know what you guys think. And for all you women out there, you feminists, you misandrists who really believe in your heart of hearts that you don't quote unquote need men and the world would be better without men, I'm gonna let you know this. The Island episode showed you this, and it made it extremely crystal clear. The power you think you have, which is fake power given to you via society, is going out. Feminism and the notion that women can do it all and do it better and do it in heels, that notion has gone out right along with it. As the island has proved, as any society that does not really care about you has proved. Yeah, you women, a lot of you, are only still drawing breath on this earth because of men and our benevolence and the fact that we'll be punished for our actions. We know that actions have consequences, but trust and believe, once shit truly hits the fan and the civil order is broken, guess what? Believe you me, there will be society level hockey mask time, because there will be no checks and balances to stop it. And ladies, you will only have two options in that society: submit or termination. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.